I'm going to speak from the 21st chapter of Revelation. And he said here, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. In some respects, this 21st chapter is the greatest and most comprehensive chapter in all the Bible. And I'll develop some of these things for you from this passage for our learning and our comfort. But the reason I turned my attention this way is that last week and this week down in Argentina and Rio, they're having this Earth Summit, they call it. And I've been following the reports that are in all the papers, but they are there to save the Earth. They say so. And they are there to take actions among all the nations that will protect this earth and keep this earth for a long time to come. They don't even know what they're about. They're supposed to be the wise of the earth and the representatives of these nations of the earth, 160 nations, the largest number of nations ever met together. And they're coming up with some kind of proposal to take care of the animals and the bugs, and the things that roam about this earth, and that man is in the position now of destroying. They also feel that they could do something to regulate the weather, so we wouldn't be troubled with it quite so much. And they think the earth is getting warmer, it's a warmer greening, they call it, and they don't like that, because as things get warmer, the ocean's going to come up 2 or 3 feet, or maybe 6 inches, and the earth is going to be affected by it. But they are of the opinion that the future of the world is in their hands. And they talk like that. Well, I think it's time for those of us who know it isn't in their hands, but who know that the earth belongs to the Lord's and the fullness thereof, it's time for us to just set a few of these things in order that will comfort our hearts and rejoice us as we watch them do their foolish work. Now, what we have here in this 21st chapter of the book of Revelation is a bringing together by God of all the elements in the history of His plan of redemption that have had anything to do with the unfolding of this plan and setting them in a city that will come down from heaven at the hands of God, and it's called the New Jerusalem. It's called the Holy City. We all are aware of the beginnings in Genesis, and how God made the earth out of nothing. We're all aware of the fact that He made us and gave us a soul and a spirit and told us that this earth would be our dwelling place. But then we're aware of the fact that the earth was taken from us. It was cursed. Man was put out of that beautiful garden. And he went out to die and to make his living in the sweat of his brow. And so we have the removal of Adam and Eve from paradise out of the garden. And from that day to this, certain things have reigned on this earth. Death has reigned. The ordinances of God have reigned. And man is still being in the image of God, where the image has been marred, and the image has been betrayed. And now we're being told today, and you know it, that we're just another animal. We got to take care of the pigs and the goats and the animals, and in doing so, we'll take care of ourselves. And it's our business for the animals to take care of us, rather than our enjoying the animals as God told us to rule over and subdue the earth. So a great climax has come among the nations whereby we're going to make a definite effort to control nature so that man will not be responsible for destroying the earth. Now in contrast to all of this, we have the program that's set forth in the Bible. How God created, man sinned, and how God cursed, and how the seed of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent. And then we have the account of the prophets through those centuries, and than the prophets. And through all of these things, we have the story in the Bible of how God worked in these generations to give to those of that day the knowledge of salvation. When we come now to this 21st chapter, everything is put in the place that God wants it to stay forever. A new earth, a new heaven, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Now, I want to get into some of these details with you, but I do want to tell you, you have in this holy city the gathering together of everything. You have the gates. You have the foundation. 12 apostles of the Lamb. 12 tribes of Israel. All these things that are in this Old Testament, New Testament are here in this city, and they're going to stay there forever. I marvel in seeing how God has been so pleased to break this thing down for us the way He has. Now, as I read the scripture, I went back to the 20th chapter, and that's the chapter that tells us that Christ will reign on this earth 1,000 years. A lot of things will be changed under His rule. He'll sit upon the throne of His father David, and He'll reign from Jerusalem throughout all the earth. It is the chapter that the curse on the ground is going to be lifted. It is a chapter in which men will still die, but their ages will be lengthened in great length. It is a chapter when the children will put their hands on the hole of an asp, and they won't be harmed or hurt in all my holy nation. And during those days of the millennium, the knowledge of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Now, during that 1,000 years, those of us who were resurrected before the millennium started, and we were resurrected before the tribulation fell on the earth to curse it, we are going to live and reign with Christ during this period over the earth. Now, they know nothing about that down in Brazil. They think that's crazy. They don't have any respect for it. But it's in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. And when we come down to the close of that chapter, which I read, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God." That's at the close of the 1,000 years. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which was in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead that were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to his works. That means at the close of the millennium, the unrighteous dead, who've already been in hell, but they're going to be brought out of hell and given their resurrection bodies, bodies to dishonor, of which our Lord Jesus Christ said. You know, in that 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, where we're told about the Lord Jesus Christ, and so is the resurrection, Christ the first fruits, then they that are Christ at His coming, that's the redeemed before the rapture, before the millennium. Then cometh the end. And then cometh the end is this passage here that I've just quoted you, when the ungodly dead will be raised, brought out of hell, judged according to their works, and they will have bodies given to them by Jesus Christ. But they will be bodies of dishonor, and they will be bodies that will endure the pains of hell for all eternity. So at this point in the book of Revelation, we finally got the ungodly judged, the ungodly with their resurrection bodies, and then death and hell put into this fire, the everlasting fire. And that's the end of chapter 20. So they've all been disposed of, and there's nothing left but us. We are the redeemed that had our resurrection bodies before the tribulation. And we are the redeemed that were with Christ during the 1,000 years to live and reign with Him. Now, can you imagine the changes that are going to have to take place where we will move about the heavens? Can you imagine what God's going to do? I can't. But this is 1,000,000 miles away from what they're doing down in Rio and what they're going to try to do to the earth to keep it and preserve it. My, I've been thinking about writing something about it, and probably I will. But these men down in Rio that think that with the help of the United States they can keep the earth from getting too hot and they can regulate all these different things, and they think the United States should have to finance it. As long as I know what the Bible says about the end of things, I don't want my money to be spent on this foolish operation that they're trying to put down on the world. There's a marvelous way in which you and I go by this Bible in so many things. And this is one thing where we're going to go by the Bible, and we're going to rejoice in this. Now let's look at this new heaven and new earth in which there will be no more sea. I don't know what will have happened to the waters, but there won't be any oceans during this period. I think we'll have the oceans during the millennium, but I'm talking now of the post-millennium, after the millennium, when we have Revelation chapter 21. Now, I think it's very gracious of God to put this chapter before us. I think it was very kind of Him. He didn't have to put it in here. But He put it in here to give you and me the summary of how everything's going to wind up, and we'll have a new earth, a new heaven. We won't have any boats, and we won't have any water for the seas. This old earth is going to be made new. He may straighten out a lot of mountains. He may do an awful lot of things, but it's going to be a new earth and the new heavens. And Isaiah said, righteousness will dwell there. Righteousness will dwell there. But now this is what we recognize as the final eternal state. The final eternal state of this earth. Now we look at chapter 21, verse 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. Now we got Jerusalem over there now. It's been there since the days of David. Coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for heaven. Now this is the city of God. It's not the city of man. What we have down here are the cities of man. Philadelphia is one of them. New York's one of them. But this is a city prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. This is the final picture of what's going to happen to this earth. This is the final estate in which you and I will have our place in the eternity with the Father. The holy city, New Jerusalem. Now look at verse 3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, we're back before the Garden of Eden. The tabernacle of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. I can't begin to imagine, but this holy city is going to come down, and God's going to dwell with us. He's going to be our God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Neither shall there be crying, neither shall there be any pain, for the former things are passed away. Isn't that interesting? As long as you and I have been living, when somebody dies, we say, well, he passed away. He passed away. It is in the Bible. The former things have passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write. For these words are true and faithful. The final revelation of the state of this earth throughout eternity, the Lord says, is true. And He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega. Now, I don't know why in a red letter Bible like mine they don't put that in red letters, but they left it out. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. Will inherit all things. Here's the holy city, the New Jerusalem. And he shall be my son. Now, beloved, that's just down the road from us. That's just ahead of at least 1,000 years after, during the millennium, and then it'll come. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Why in the world won't sinners today listen to the preacher when he tells them that they are headed for a second death, which is the eternal fires of hell? And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, and saying, come here, come hither. I'll show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Here you're going to see the habitation which will be ours, the bride for whom he died. I told you this is perhaps the greatest chapter in the Bible, for it gives you the conclusion and the connections and all the lines that go with it. Those who are going to inhabit this city will have been washed in the blood of this Lamb, and we're the Lamb's wife. He carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Imagine we've reached a time, we've reached an hour when here on this earth, the day is going to come when a city that God brought out of the heavens is going to come down and land on the earth. And the nature of that city is described. Its gates are described. Its streets of gold are described. All this is described. It's beyond your imagination and beyond mine, but it's going to be this way. And he carried me away the great mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Now, where in the world is it coming from? Somewhere in the heavens, somewhere in the universe, somewhere where God is. He's provided. Having the glory of God. There's no city today that has the glory of God. And her light was like the stone most precious. Even like jasper, stone clear as crystal. Now we're getting into these stones and their colors in just a moment, which are exceedingly valuable. And the city had a great wall, and the height, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names were written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. We'll never, never cease to think of Jacob and the 12 tribes. They're written there on the gates of the city. In other words, that Old Testament's going to be brought in. It'll all be there. Oh, Jacob and your son. And here's Joseph. All these tribes will be remembered for all eternity. We're not through with the Bible, folks. We're not through with Jerusalem. We're not through with the gates. And we have it here. On the east were three gates. It's always toward the east, the rising of the sun, toward the Mount of Olives. On the north, three gates. And on the south, three gates. And on the west, three gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. Now, who in the world is going to tell us all about these things? And in them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Here are the 12 foundations, and here they are. My Master, John, all the 12 apostles. Forever and ever and ever, those names are going to be there. Now let's go a little further with these revelations. Now, folks, all of this just couldn't be made up by some human being. And the city lieth foursquare. And he measured the city, and the building of the wall of it was like jasper. And now, beloved, we're moving into the very precious stones. I add something else to you here. We're going to have a long list of these stones. When you come to the kings of the earth, when you come to the King of England, I remember when we were in Madagascar, they took us to the king's chamber. And here he had all these precious stones. And I'm wondering if the record here, going back there to the first century when Jim got it, with all these precious stones and metals, if this hasn't been picked up by the kings of the earth and centered around their thrones and their crowns. But look at the precious stones that we have here, one right after another. And I read them to you. First is jasper. The city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. Now here you're colored in these stones. The first foundation was jasper. The second, sapphire. The third, a chalcedony. The fourth, an emerald. The fifth, a sardonyx. The sixth, sardis. Put all those stones together and you have the colors of the rainbow. That's what you have. All these beautiful colors that God's put in these precious stones. And then we come on down and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. The pearly gates, you know, we talk about, I think about them in reference to heaven. But the pearly gates, every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. Think of God bringing something like that out of the heavens and planting it down on the earth. Don't you think we ought to leave these problems to Him? Don't you think we ought to say to the United States, don't waste any money on trying to perpetuate the earth for an indefinite period of time? Now we come to the inner circle. And I saw no temple there, but the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Think of Solomon's temple. Think of Herod's temple. Think of the temple when Jesus was. I saw no temple, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. There'll be no Ark of the Covenant. There'll be no holy place for Moses to. And the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. I can't imagine the glory of this. The eternal estate of the earth with no sun, the Lamb is there. Beloved, I want to tell you, I get into these things and I think of them all the time because the end time is coming. But do you realize that Jesus will never lay off His humanity? He didn't have any humanity until He came here and got it, but He'll never lay it off. Jesus will always be just as we learned about Him in the Bible. My, what a comfort and what a security and what a blessing that ought to be to every one of you. And it certainly is to me. The wonder that God is. But let's go a little further here. He goes on, I saw no temple there. And then in verse 24, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth will bring their glory and honor into it. How long are these nations that are saved? This is after the millennium. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. You remember how the devil told Christ, if you'll just bow down, I'll give you the glory of all the nations to you. Every nation, here they are, they're saved, and they'll bring their glory into this city where Jesus is the light of it. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and they shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. By how you and I hate these abominations. Nothing that works an abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I have never heard or I've never seen anybody try in a film to picture this holy city. Hollywood, I guess, hasn't gotten around to that yet. Or maybe they don't do enough about it to think it's a myth. But it is not a myth. God is telling you how things are going to close, how He'll reign for 1,000 years, and there'll be children born during that period, and life will be lengthened. But after that, He's going to raise these dead and give them bodies to dishonor and cast them into hell fire, which is the second death. But those of us who have our names written in the Book of Life, we will enter in to the New Jerusalem, the Holy City. We'll be able to enjoy the glory and the wonder that God has for there. Beloved, I can't even begin to imagine what the glory of God is like. I can't even begin to imagine what God's going to do for the bride of Christ. Well, He's giving the holy city for His bride. The grandeur and the glory of all this is beyond my little feeble imagination, but it's the climax and the conclusion of the Bible. And we find great comfort in it. We find great joy in anticipating that day when we shall see this holy city come down from God out of heaven, adorned as a bride just to be for her husband. Oh no, eye has not begun to conceive what God's going to do for us. And as I said at the opening of this message, I'm not caring one penny about Argentina and all the plans they're going to do. But they're going to treat man like another animal. And the animals are our brothers and sisters, especially the pigs and the donkeys. And they're our brothers and sisters. And that's what you're hearing, and that's what we're going to reject and have nothing to do with. Our hope for eternity is in the New Jerusalem. Our hope for this whole earth. No tears, no pain, no death, no crying. Because all the former things have passed away, and Jesus Christ picked them up and took them away, and they'll never take these bodies of ours, these bodies of ours. Read the newspaper about how man's going to keep the earth for years to come, and read the Bible and see what God's going to do with it when He comes with a terrible judgment. And then Jesus comes and sets up a throne in the city and shows the nations that we can have peace at the hands of God. Then He'll tear it all to pieces, burn the whole thing up, take the dead out of the sea, take the dead out of hell, and send them to the fire with bodies that Jesus will give them. And then the bodies that we have, which are like the Lord Jesus, will spend eternity, no ending, in the city of God. That's it. That's as far as my understanding can take you. But it's beautiful that it's there. And I love to read it.